This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass lovebirds. Let's ditch that fairy tale crap and like get real about your wedding.
Yeah.
We're going to be like diving deep into those trends that actually matter in 2025. Forget the pastels and the same old like tired traditions.
Right.
This is about creating a celebration that's as unique and kick-ass as you two are.
As you are, yeah.
Yeah.
It's about personality. It's about making a statement.
Totally.
You know, think less, say yes to the dress.
Oh, God.
And more, hell yes to a day that reflects who you are as a couple.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah.
So where are we getting all this juicy intel?
Yeah, right.
Straight from the source, Engaged AF Podcast, episode 34, Wedding Trends for 2025. What's hot this year?
Nice.
Get ready to toss out the rule book and inject some serious you-ness into your big day.
What's interesting is how couples are moving away from the whole like cookie cutter wedding thing. It's not just about like getting hitched anymore.
Yeah.
It's about creating an experience that's authentic, sustainable, and frankly, way more fun.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk color palettes.
Okay.
Because ain't nobody got time for boring pastels anymore.
Right.
Like this year, it's all about going bold.
Bold, yes.
We're talking vibrant, rich hues like cobalt blue, emerald green, and even terracotta.
So this isn't just about making a visual statement, though.
Okay.
You know, these bold colors, they reflect the energy and passion that modern couples bring to the table. Yeah. Like, imagine emerald green woven into your floral arrangements.
Beautiful.
Or how about a terracotta tablescape that just pops?
Yeah, I love
that. That's all about setting the vibe from the get-go.
Right. It's like taking those Pinterest-worthy colors and giving them, like, a shot of espresso.
Yes.
And let's be real. Yeah. Those bold colors look absolutely killer in photos.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't want their wedding pics to be as vibrant as their love story?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so speaking of things that are good for the planet and look damn good, let's talk sustainability. Couples are getting way more conscious about their environmental impact.
Yeah.
And it's about damn time.
It is, yeah.
Like starting your marriage with a big middle finger to wasteful traditions.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call sexy.
Totally.
Plus, you can have some seriously cool sustainable options. Like invitations you can actually plant anyone.
Oh, yeah. Plantable invitations, those are just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
We're seeing couples rocking thrifted attire.
Yeah.
Vintage wedding dresses, pre-loved suits.
I love that.
Not only is it budget friendly, but it also adds a unique touch.
Totally.
That you won't find at some like stuffy bridal boutique.
Right, exactly.
Oh.
Okay, and let's not forget about swapping out those traditional like cut flowers for potted plants.
Yes.
Not only do they look incredible.
They do.
But they also last way longer.
Uh-huh.
So you can keep the good vibes going even after the big day.
Right.
Plus, no wilting flowers means less waste.
Yes.
Which Mother Earth definitely appreciates.
Exactly.
It's a win-win for everyone.
It is.
And speaking of wins, let's talk about ditching the one-day wedding frenzy.
Okay.
And embracing the awesomeness of multi-day celebrations.
Multi-day,
Because who says the party has to end after just a few hours?
It's so true.
It's like a mini-festival dedicated to celebrating your love.
Yeah.
And to give you way more time to connect with your favorite people.
Absolutely.
We're talking welcome parties, rehearsal dinners.
Yeah.
Themed activities, farewell brunches.
Yeah.
Like the possibilities are endless.
It makes the whole celebration feel so much more relaxed and meaningful.
Totally.
You're not rushing through everything trying to cram all the fun into a single day.
Yeah, exactly.
You can actually savor each moment and create lasting memories with your loved ones.
Right. And each day can have its own like unique vibe.
Mm.
Maybe you kick things off with like a casual welcome party where everyone can let loose and get to know each other.
Exactly.
Then you amp up the elegance for the ceremony and reception.
Yes.
And finish with a laid back brunch.
Yeah.
Where you can reminisce about all the like epic moments.
Love it.
It's like a choose your own adventure wedding weekend.
Absolutely.
Totally.
It's all about creating an immersive experience that goes beyond just saying I do.
Yeah.
It's about celebrating your love story in a way that feels authentic to you as a couple.
And speaking of taking your wedding to the next level,
okay,
let's talk about how technology
yes.
can amp up the fun and make the whole thing even more interactive.
Uh-huh.
Forget the, like, dusty old guest books and static photo albums.
Yeah.
We're in the digital age, people.
I know. What's cool about integrating technology is that it's not just about being flashy.
Oh.
It's about enhancing the experience
yeah.
for everyone involved, both those who are physically present
uh-huh.
and those who are celebrating from afar.
Okay, imagine this.
Yeah.
You send out your invitations
uh-huh.
and they have an augmented reality element
okay.
that brings a photo of you and your partner to life.
I like it.
To save the date that people will actually remember.
Yes, yes.
And it sets the tone for a seriously tech-savvy celebration.
Exactly.
It's about creating those
yeah.
like wow moments that make your wedding stand out from the crowd.
Absolutely.
And it's about using technology to connect with your guests in a more
yeah.
meaningful and engaging way.
Right.
And let's not forget about personalization.
Uh-huh.
2025 is all about ditching the cookie cutter bullshit.
Okay.
And creating a celebration that screams,
yeah.
this is US.
It's about infusing your personalities and shared experiences into every detail.
Holy.
From the vows you write to the cocktails you serve.
Okay.
Think signature drinks named after inside jokes.
Yeah.
Bespoke menus featuring your favorite dishes.
Love that.
It's all about making it uniquely yours.
Think about it this way.
Yeah.
Instead of a generic playlist that you could hear at any wedding.
Right.
You curate one that tells the story of your relationship through music.
Uh-huh.
Your first date song.
Yeah.
The tune that was playing when you got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
The track that makes you both want to hit the dance floor.
Love it.
It's like weaving a soundtrack to your love story.
It's about creating an atmosphere
yeah.
that's so personal and intimate. It
yeah.
feels like you're inviting your guests into your own little world for the night.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a wedding truly unforgettable.
Okay, so we've talked about the good stuff.
Okay.
The trends that are shaking things up
mm-hmm.
and making weddings way more fun and meaningful.
Yeah.
But let's get real for a minute.
Okay.
There are some wedding traditions that are so over, it's not even funny.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Okay.
Some traditions have just run their course. It's time to say
yeah.
thank you next
right.
and embrace fresh ideas that actually resonate with modern couples.
First up on the chopping block.
Okay.
Pastel overload.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, pastels can be pretty.
Uh-huh.
But we're not living in a goddamn fairy tale.
Right.
Let's inject some color and personality into this shit.
Pastels can feel a bit too safe and predictable.
Yes.
Like you're trying to please everyone. Instead of celebrating your own unique love story,
right.
it's time to break free from those expectations
uh-huh.
and embrace a color palette that feels authentic to you as a couple.
And while we're ditching the predictable pastels,
okay.
let's also say goodbye to
yeah.
those stiff, overly formal affairs. We're here to celebrate love, damn it.
Yeah.
Not attend a stuffy board meeting.
Weddings should be a reflection of your personalities. And if you're not the super formal type,
yeah.
then why force it?
Exactly.
It's about creating an atmosphere
uh-huh.
where everyone feels comfortable
right.
and can let loose and have a good time.
And you know what else needs to go?
Okay.
Balloon arches.
What?
I'm sorry, but they're just so basic.
Basic, yeah.
We're adults getting married here, people.
Right.
Let's step up our decor game.
Balloon arches can be fun.
Okay.
But they've become a bit overdone and cliche.
Yeah.
There are so many other ways to create a visually stunning and unique atmosphere.
I agree.
Think about incorporating unexpected elements,
mm-hmm.
playing with textures and lighting,
okay.
or even creating installations that reflect your shared interests.
And speaking of things that need a serious upgrade,
okay.
let's talk about bridesmaid dresses.
Right.
The days of forcing your friends to wear matching cookie cutter gowns
yeah.
are officially over.
It's time to embrace the individuality of your bridesmaids and let them shine. Allowing them to choose dresses that flatter their body types
uh-huh.
and reflect their personal styles
right.
makes the whole bridal party feel more authentic
yes.
and less like a staged production.
Right. Mismatched bridesmaid dresses add so much personality
yeah.
and visual interest to the whole wedding party.
Totally.
Plus, your friends will actually want to wear their dresses again.
Right.
Which is a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely.
And last but not least.
Okay.
Let's talk about wedding favors.
Uh-huh.
While the sentiment is sweet.
Yeah.
those generic, useless favors are just adding to the clutter.
Right.
No one needs another miniature picture frame with your names and wedding date on it.
Instead of those dust collecting trinkets, why not make a donation to a charity that's meaningful to you as a couple?
I like that.
Or offer a small edible treat.
Oh, yeah.
That guests can enjoy right away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give them something they'll actually appreciate, like a delicious cookie or a mini bottle of their favorite booze.
Yeah.
It's practical, memorable, and doesn't end up in a landfill.
So what have we learned so far?
Yeah.
2025 weddings are about breaking the mold, celebrating individuality, and creating an experience that reflects the real you.
Yes.
Not some idealized version of what a wedding should be.
It's about ditching the rule book and doing things your way.
Exactly.
Even if it means shaking things up a bit.
Yes.
And pissing off your Aunt Mildred.
And honestly, isn't that the best way to start a marriage?
Totally.
Being true to yourselves from the very beginning.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground here, but we're just getting started.
Okay.
Stay tuned for part two of our deep dive, where we'll go even deeper into these trends and give you some actionable tips on how to incorporate them into your own badass wedding.
Love it.
We'll talk about how to find a venue that reflects your style, personalize your ceremony and reception, and create a culinary experience that will have your guests raving.
Awesome.
Don't miss it. All right, lovebirds, welcome back. Ready to dive even deeper into the world of unconventional kick-ass weddings. In part one, we talked about ditching tired traditions and embracing what truly reflects you as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get down to the like nitty-gritty and talk about how to actually bring your vision to life.
Yeah. Yeah. Personalization is where it's at.
Okay.
We're not talking about just like picking a signature cocktail or slapping a monogram on everything.
Right.
We're talking about weaving your personalities, your passions, and your goddamn love story into every single detail.
Okay. So how do we take personalization beyond like the surface level? Where do we even start?
The venue is a great place to inject some personality.
Okay.
Instead of a cookie-cutter ballroom, why not think outside the box? I mean, if you're both nature lovers, wouldn't it be amazing to exchange vows on a mountaintop or in a secluded forest clearing?
Right. It's about finding a space that speaks to your souls.
Yeah.
Not just one that checks all the boxes on some generic wedding checklist.
Exactly. And the ceremony itself, that's where you can really let your freak flags fly.
Okay.
Ditch the generic scripts and write vows that make your guests laugh, cry, and think, damn, these two are meant to be.
Imagine your officiant telling like a hilarious anecdote about your first date.
Yeah.
Or the time you got lost on a road trip and ended up sleeping in your car.
Right.
It's those personal touches that make a ceremony unforgettable.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to shake things up with the seating arrangements.
Okay.
Who says you have to stick to the traditional bride side and groom side? Mix it up.
Yeah.
Create a sense of unity and inclusivity from the get-go.
It's all about creating an atmosphere where everyone feels connected and like they're a part of something special.
Totally.
And speaking of feeling connected, let's talk about food and drinks.
Yes.
Because no one wants to remember their wedding for the rubber chicken and lukewarm champagne.
Oh, God. Screw the standard buffet. It's time to get creative with the culinary experience.
Okay.
Imagine food trucks serving up your favorite late night eats.
Oh, okay.
Interactive food stations where guests can create their own tacos or pizzas.
I love it.
Or even a multi-course tasting menu inspired by your travels together.
I'm drooling already. It's about creating a dining experience that's not only delicious, but also reflects your personalities and shared experiences.
Exactly. And when it comes to drinks, signature cocktails are a must, but make them meaningful.
Okay.
Then maybe it's a cocktail that incorporates your favorite flavors or one that's inspired by a memory you share.
Like a first date daiquiri or we eloped in Vegas margarita.
Love it. It's a fun way to add a personal touch and give your guests something to talk about besides how amazing you look.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, let's not forget about the entertainment. DJs can be great, but why not go for something a little more unique?
Yeah.
A live band that plays your favorite music.
I love it.
A soulful singer-songwriter, or even a goddamn silent disco where everyone can choose their own tunes.
It's like creating a soundtrack to your love story, and it keeps the energy high and the dance floor packed all night long.
Totally. And it's not just about the big moments.
Yeah.
Think about the little details that can take the whole experience to the next level.
Yeah.
Instead of boring escort cards, how about a personalized scavenger hunt that leads guests to their tables?
Oh, I love that. Interactive, fun and a great way to get people mingling.
Exactly.
Right.
And instead of that generic guest book that ends up gathering dust in a closet, set up an interactive photo booth with props that reflect your personality.
Guests can snap pics, leave messages, and create memories that you'll actually want to look back on years from now.
Totally.
And speaking of memories, let's talk about capturing all the magic.
Yeah, professional photography is a given.
Okay.
But think beyond the traditional posed shots.
Yeah.
Look for a photographer who can capture the candid moments, the raw emotions, the genuine joy of the day.
And don't be afraid to get creative.
Right.
Like a Polaroid guest book, Super 8 film, a videographer who can create a highlight reel set to your favorite music.
Yeah.
Like, think outside the box.
It's about creating a multifaceted record of your wedding that you can revisit and relive for years to come. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, the budget. Because all this amazing personalized stuff can get pricey, right?
That's the thing, though. Personalization doesn't have to mean spending a fortune.
Yeah.
It's about being smart, resourceful, and prioritizing what truly matters to you as a couple.
Right. If you're dreaming of an elaborate floral installation, maybe you scale back on the favors or opt for a more like casual dining experience.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that balance.
And don't underestimate the power of DIY. Creating your own centerpieces, designing your own invitations, even baking your own wedding cake. It's a great way to save money and add a personal touch.
It's about making thoughtful choices that allow you to personalize your wedding without going broke.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, some of the most meaningful details are often the ones that come from the heart, those handwritten notes to your guests.
Oh, yeah.
A playlist filled with songs that mean something to you.
Uh-huh.
A DIY photo booth with props that reflect your shared hobbies. These are the touches that truly make your wedding unique and unforgettable.
It's all about creating a celebration that's a true reflection of your love story. Not just some cookie cutter event that could belong to anyone.
And that's what makes 2025 weddings so damn exciting.
Yeah.
Couples are ditching the old rules, embracing their individuality.
Uh-huh.
And the result is a wave of fresh, creative, and deeply personal celebrations.
You are a lovebirds. We've covered a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm.
But before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, let's take a quick pause and address the elephant in the room wedding drama. Because let's face it, even the most well-planned, unconventional weddings can come with a side of family feuds, friendlationship conflicts, and unexpected. So buckle up, buttercups. In part three, we'll be spilling the tea on how to deal with wedding drama like a boss.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about setting boundaries, communicating effectively.
Okay.
And staying true to yourselves amidst all the chaos.
We'll give you the tools and strategies you need to handle any wedding-related stress that comes your way. And most importantly, we'll remind you that at the end of the day, it's about celebrating your love and committing to each other.
Yes.
And nothing else really matters.
All right, you fearless wedding warriors. Welcome to the final showdown of our 2025 Wedding Trends Deep Dive.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about ditching traditions, creating a kick-ass celebration that reflects your unique love story. But now it's time to get real about the shit no one wants to talk about. Wedding drama.
Exactly. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Planning a wedding, no matter how unconventional or badass, can be a minefield of potential drama.
Yes.
You're juggling family expectations, navigating friend group dynamics, and maybe even dealing with a few vendors who just don't get your vision.
Right. Right.
It's enough to make even the chillest couple want to elope to a deserted island.
Seriously. And let's not forget about those well-meaning but overbearing family members who think they have a say in every single detail.
Oh my God, yes.
From the guest list to the goddamn napkin rings.
Right.
It's like they forget whose wedding it actually is.
That's why setting boundaries is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
You have to protect your sanity, your vision, and your relationship amidst all the chaos.
For sure.
It's like building a fortress of fuck off around your wedding plans.
Preach. So how do we actually create those boundaries?
Yeah.
Where do we even start?
It all starts with clear communication.
Okay.
You and your partner need to be on the same page about what you're willing to compromise on and what's non-negotiable.
Right.
Once you're united, you can present a united front to everyone else.
Right. It's like that old saying, divide and conquer.
Yes.
If you're not on the same page,
your
family and friends will sniff out that weakness and try to exploit it.
Exactly. So sit down with your partner.
Okay.
Have an honest conversation about your priorities and boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And then communicate those clearly and firmly to everyone involved.
And don't be afraid to say no, even to those you love.
Yeah.
Remember, this is your day,
right?
And you get to call the shots.
It's your day.
If Aunt Carol throws a tantrum because she can't bring her, like, 25 uninvited cousins,
right?
That's her problem, not yours.
Exactly. You're not obligated to please everyone.
Yeah.
And trying to do so will only lead to resentment and stress.
Right.
It's about finding that balance between honoring the people you love
uh-huh.
and staying true to your own vision.
And speaking of expectations, let's talk about keeping things real.
Okay.
We all see those picture-perfect weddings on Instagram and Pinterest.
Yeah.
But those curated snapshots
yeah.
don't show the behind-the-scenes meltdowns, the budget blowouts, and the inevitable disagreements that come with planning a wedding.
Right. It's important to go into this with a healthy dose of reality.
Okay.
Things will go wrong.
Yeah.
People will piss you off.
Uh-huh.
And you'll probably question your sanity at least once a day.
Seriously, if I had a dollar for every time I heard a bride say, I can't wait for this to be over.
Yeah.
I'd be sipping margaritas on a beach somewhere instead of recording this.
Right.
Deep dive.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Those moments of stress and frustration are totally normal.
Yeah.
Don't beat yourselves up when things don't go exactly according to plan.
Right.
Focus on the bigger picture.
Okay.
You're marrying the love of your life,
yeah.
and that's what truly matters.
And remember, you're not alone in this shit show.
Yes.
Lean on your support system, your partner, your best friends, your therapist, whoever you trust
yeah.
to provide a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on,
yeah.
and a stiff drink when you need it.
And if things get really overwhelming,
yeah.
don't hesitate to seek professional help.
Okay.
A wedding planner can be a lifesaver when it comes to managing logistics and keeping you on track,
uh-huh.
while a therapist can help you navigate the emotional roller coaster of wedding planning
yeah.
and keep your relationship strong amidst all the chaos.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
From embracing unconventional trends
yeah.
to setting boundaries and managing expectations.
Uh-huh.
But before we wrap up,
okay.
I want to leave you with one final piece of advice.
Right.
Remember to have fun.
Yes, it's easy to get caught up in the stress and the details.
Yeah.
But don't forget to enjoy the process.
For sure.
You're planning a celebration of your love,
mm-hmm.
so make sure you're actually celebrating.
Right.
Take time to connect with your partner, indulge in some self-care,
yeah.
and don't take yourselves too seriously.
Exactly. Laugh at the mishaps, dance your asses off,
yeah.
and soak in every goddamn moment.
Right.
This is your time to shine, so go out there and create a wedding that's as unique as kick-ass and as unforgettable as your love story.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into 2025 wedding trends.
Yes.
We hope you've enjoyed this wild ride.
Totally.
And that you're feeling empowered to ditch the rule book, embrace your individuality,
yeah,
and create a celebration that's truly your own.
Remember, love birds.
Yes.
It's your wedding, your way.
That's right.
So go out there and make some magic.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.